Good morning, I'm Lisa Marzilli with the WMNF News headlines. WMNF's Chris Young reports property owners could soon have one additional tool to help save a native Florida bird at risk for extinction.
The Florida scrub jay is the only bird endemic to Florida. It means they breed nowhere else in the world except in the state. That's why Audrey DeRose Wilson, Audubon Florida's Director of Bird Conservation, is concerned.
Today, their population is just 10% of what it was about 200 years ago.
The bird thrives in scrub habitats. However, the availability of these scrub habitats is decreasing with further development in the state.
Scrub habitats, like most of Florida, was maintained by fire. And originally, that would be wildfires or fires that were set by indigenous people to manage the landscape. But now, with Florida being as developed as it is, no one wants a fire in their backyard.
Next month, Audubon Florida will be conducting a survey to provide data to property owners with scrub jays. DeRose Wilson will analyze the data and provide landowners with insights they can use to maintain scrub jays on their property. She has a clear message for those who want to help.
Get out and volunteer, or just get out and enjoy them.
In the Tampa Bay area, DeRose Wilson suggests Manatee County as a site to see scrub jays. For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young in Tampa.
A local city council member thinks one answer to the housing affordability crisis is for city-owned mixed housing units. St. Pete's Richie Floyd tells WMNF's Tuesday Cafe he will introduce that idea at an upcoming council meeting.
I'm actually putting in a new business item as we speak in the next couple of weeks that you'll be able to see, to talk about municipal bonding to try to do city-owned mixed-income housing, because ultimately I think relying on the private sector and people who are trying to create a profit off of our housing is not going to solve our problem. They're out to make money. They're not out to house people. And so I'm trying to get a conversation started about building housing for human need, doing it mixed income, high quality, so that we can get everyone in our city housed. We have a shortage for everyone. And that'll come up in the next couple of weeks. It'll just get sent to committee. And so you'll be able to see those couple of things pretty soon.
That's St. Pete City Council member Richie Floyd speaking on WMNF's Tuesday Cafe. You can watch the full interview on our website, wmnf.org/news. Disadvantaged areas in the Tampa Bay area are set to receive money for environmental improvements. WMNF's Chris Young reports that's because of a series of measures passed during the Biden administration.
These grants provide a wide range of benefits promoting clean energy and clean buildings. Direct grants going straight to Tampa and Hillsborough County are focused on repairing water and wastewater systems. Environmental Protection Administrator Michael Regan helped create the grants.
There's opportunity to apply for wastewater dollars. There are opportunities to apply for EJ grants that tackle air quality issues. There are multiple opportunities for an EJ community to deal with the disproportionate impact that they've seen for generation.
At a Capitol Committee meeting earlier this month, Tampa Bay Congress member Kathy Castor spoke with Regan about how this will affect Tampa residents.
In Tampa and the Progress Village, Palm River area, we're talking at the local level now about that these are neighbors who are not on septic. Yes. I mean, they're not on wastewater, they're on septic. They still have drinking water wells. They're in the shadow of a huge phosphogypsum stack. And it looks like the EJ grant opportunities are going to unlock the ability to improve people's lives.
Castor points Floridians to rewiringamerica.org to learn how they can benefit from these grants. I'm Chris Young in Tampa.
Danielle Pryor reports immigrant workers are expected to hold a day-long strike throughout Florida today to protest the state's new immigration law, which makes it illegal to transport and shelter undocumented immigrants.
Immigration advocates are encouraging workers who are undocumented and their allies to take the day off work Thursday and to avoid spending any money in order to protest the new law. Truckers and crane workers are expected to show their support for the local immigrant community by forming a caravan throughout Orlando. Carolina Wassmer with immigration advocacy group Poder Latinx says the goal of the protests is to illustrate just how important immigrants are to the state's economy and the Central Florida community.
One in five Floridians is an immigrant, and we know that, you know, our community brings a lot to the table. We make sure that, you know, our agricultural department, hospitality, and we make sure Florida runs smooth without any problems.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the new immigration law is needed to keep immigration in check. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor.
Rainbow flags will be raised this morning on both sides of the bay as Tampa and St. Petersburg kick off the start of June by recognizing Pride Month. St. Pete City officials will raise the Pride flag over City Hall this morning at 10 a.m. Mayor Ken Welch said intentional inclusivity has always been one of our administration's core principles. In Tampa, the mayor and city leaders will also host a pride-raising flag ceremony at Old City Hall on East Kennedy Boulevard beginning at 8 a.m. The city of Tampa said the month is dedicated to the uplifting of LGBT voices, a celebration of LGBT culture, and the support of LGBT rights. A low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico will bring more afternoon downpours to our area today. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 80s. The showers should taper off during the first half of the night tonight. And the same forecast is on tap for Friday, but with a 60% chance of rain. I'm Lisa Marzilli with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
This daily digest of news headlines was produced at the studios of WMNF Tampa by Taylor Lovejoy.